Washington's first retail pot stores are going to start opening next month. A rolling rollout is what the state officials are calling it. Colorado, of course, began its legal pot experiment back in January. And one lesson so far from Colorado is that when it comes to edible marijuana, your pot-laced cookies and candy and drinks, there is a lot of public education to do. Here to tell us about this, news analyst Joni Balter. Hi, Joni.
Hey, good morning.
Let's start educating. How is eating pot different from smoking it?
Well, for one thing, you can't really tell how much you're getting under certain circumstances, because what folks need to do is they need to really read the wrapper and make sure they understand what one serving is. You have to know what a serving looks like so you don't over-ingest. The other thing is that when you're eating marijuana, it can take up to 2 hours or even a little longer for you to feel the effects. So guess what the impulse is? Eat a little more because, hey, I didn't feel anything. What's going on here?
And Washington state officials are trying to figure out how to help users through this, how to regulate the pot brownie. What are they dealing with?
So right now the regulations say 10 milligrams equals a serving and 100 milligrams is the most that a single package can have. But there's another step here, and Colorado is wrestling with this exactly. How do you let the user know exactly where those 10 milligrams one serving is? So the big word here is scoring, and everyone loves to mention Kit Kats because you can tell what a single piece of that is. That is what Colorado is considering, and I'm going to go out on a limb here and tell you that eventually Washington is going to have to do that too, because the problem is in Colorado, two people have had too much, and there's been a spike in the number of children in emergency rooms. Because kids, they see an alluring-looking package. They either do or don't have an adult there, and they end up eating it.
You visited a medical marijuana company in Soto to see their kitchen. What did you see?
So it's called Evergreen Herbal, and it is a medical marijuana facility that is trying to become a recreational processing place. It does not look like what's going on there is going on there. So you walk in the entryway. It just looks like an insurance office, but you go behind, and oh, boy. You know those screens that are used to dry apricots and apples?
Yeah.
They have drawers of them, and you pull out a drawer, and it's marijuana. Okay. And then you go into these other little rooms there, and one room is like the bottling room. So they have sanitized bottles and flavors and tons of sugar to make a cannabis quencher. Then you go into another room, and it's a candy room. They make a candy bar. It isn't currently demarked, but they're talking about getting new molds so that when they get their recreational license, it would be marked into these 10 servings. And that would really help people like Maureen Dowd of the New York Times, who had an unfortunate candy bar experience in Colorado.
Yeah, she wrote about this. She visited a hotel in Denver, right? And she was alone in her hotel room with a marijuana candy bar, and she just kept on nibbling.
Because of that time lag. And apparently, and I read this in the Denver Post, she had had a tour similar to what I had, but you know, she didn't really go full on reading the instructions, I guess, because she took a little bite of the bar, waited 10 or 15 minutes, nothing happened, and thought, well, how is this an experiment? I better get rolling here, and ate a bunch more and ended up feeling very sick. She could hardly move for 8 hours. She couldn't even get a glass of water. But a lot of folks have made fun of her for not reading the packaging, which said that candy bar was 10 servings.
Yeah, but who has ever had a tenth of a candy bar? I suppose it happens. But, you know, who pays attention to serving sizes? Basically?
Well, that is why we have, you know, kind of a challenge here, because we really do need to educate people. You know, you don't approach a candy bar like, oh, I'm going to eat that whole darn candy bar.
I do.
I do, too.
Yeah, I'll have to change my ways. So do you think, Joni, that this is a serious problem with legal marijuana? Or do you feel like, oh, we're in the early phase? This is a little early learning.
Well, this is the great pot experiment. I do think this is a serious problem, but I think it's a problem we can probably solve with things like better packaging. In Colorado, they take a cookie, and it's 100 milligrams of THC. It's 10 servings. You turn it on the other side, and it says that. But you probably read that after you ate about two-thirds of the cookie.
I don't think I can eat a tenth of a cookie, and I'm a grown-up. This is going to be hard.
I challenge you to do that.
Yeah. Joni Balter, news analyst. The pot stores open on a rolling basis starting in July?
Starting the first week in July. There'll be about 10 or 20 just at the beginning, and we'll see how many more open thereafter.
Thanks, Joni.
Thank you.